Chapter 5. Pitch Hitter. Coach?
Not now, Amelia.
Coach waves me away. He's in deep discussion with the other counselors and someone on his cell phone who shouts a lot. He sounds like a lawyer. But Coach!
Not now!
He turns back to his phone call.
What do you mean we can't get a maestro out here until tomorrow? I got a bunch of kids stuck in a gym, man. What are they supposed to do until... What? Duck, duck, goose? Are you serious?
Sighing, I go back to where the rest of the campers are huddled in groups on the other side of the gym. Some of them are discussing how they'll break out. Armed with pipes, they're apparently planning to rip out of the bathroom walls, like this is some kind of war. Most of them, though, sit in silence and stare worriedly at the windows, where the enchanted sports equipment is still trying to bust in. The girls from my cabin are lounging against the wall. Morgan paces back and forth in front of them, looking deep in thought. Her hand opens and closes like she's tossing an invisible baseball. When she sees me, she stops.
Ames.
Huh? She glances at the others, then grabs my elbow.
Come with me.
I didn't do this, I swear.
I know that. But you and I might be the only ones who can fix it.
Me and you? She pulls me into the girls' locker room and locks the door. I stand by the sinks, scratching my elbow. Why the secrecy? She sighs deeply.
Because I don't want the others to know.
Know what?
You don't understand. You're a musician. You're not like the rest of us.
Well, that's been obvious from day one. But it still stings a little to hear her say it. What do you mean?
I mean, you're one of them. The special people who can create magic.
She shakes her head.
Do you have any idea what it's like to not be you? Most of us grew up hating music kids. They're always showing off with their harmonicas or whatever, making things fly around, changing their hair color.
She drops her voice to a soft volume I didn't think she was capable of.
Leah's big brother is a tubist. He used to use magic to lift her high up in the air and drop her into trees, then leave her stranded for hours.
My eyes go round. Morgan continues.
Randy, the girl with the glasses, tried her hardest to get into her school's marching band, but she was terrible at every instrument she tried. When she attempted to play the trumpet, she almost burned down her school's football stadium.
Oh.
What I'm saying is, there's more than one reason magic isn't allowed at Camp Sweat Lake. For a lot of us, this is the only place where we can be us without being constantly reminded of what we're not.
What about you? She blinks, then looks away.
That doesn't matter. The point is, if the other kids know I'm helping you, my reputation will be ruined. I'm kind of the leader here when it comes to keeping magic out.
But you know stuff about music craft, I point out. You knew the difference between yellow and green spells. She laughs.
Everyone knows that.
You also knew that yellow magic fades away after a few hours, and that was the reason why I couldn't be behind this mess. Not everyone knows about that.
Well, yeah, I know some stuff. Which is how I know that you might be the only person who can fix this. Rumor has it they're sending a maestro, but they won't get here until tomorrow.
I nod, remembering what I overheard Coach saying on the phone.
So, I can't wait that long. None of us can. We wait all year for this one week. I can't sit around and just let camp be ruined for everyone. Not when I know you can do something about it.
Me? I gasp.
You have an idea, don't you? Why else were you trying to get Coach's attention?
She folds her arms. There's no point in denying it, I guess. All right, I do know what the problem is. And I know that things are only going to get worse before they get better.
What's the problem then?
Drawing a deep breath, I recall the cloud of magic I saw in the air. You notice anything weird about that magic?
I noticed a lot of things weird about that magic.
I mean, did you notice how it's getting stronger and stronger, but we can't actually hear any music? She unfolds her arms.
Yeah, actually, I did notice that. Magic fades over time once the musician stops playing the spell.
It does, usually. Most magic doesn't last more than a few hours after the music ends, and it usually can't extend beyond the music itself. In other words, if you can't hear the spell,
you can't see the spell.
She really does know her stuff. I wonder what her story is, and why she hates music craft, but seems to know so much about it. I think what we're dealing with here, I say, is one of the weird and incredibly dangerous magical events known as a cacophony. With a grimace, Morgan shuts her eyes.
I was worried you might say that.
I've never actually seen one, I admit, but every musician hears horror stories, and my teacher warns me about them all the time.
Aren't cacophonies one of the most dangerous spells?
Morgan asks. They aren't spells, exactly. They're like huge piles of stray magic that collect like dust under the bed. Only, this dust can cause explosions, or sinkholes, or, well, I gesture at the bathroom window, where an entire croquet set, balls, mallets, and arches, is throwing itself at the glass. I really hope it's double-paned. They happen when a musician is playing a lot of music but not controlling it. Maybe they're starting spells but not finishing them properly, or playing without focusing their magic.
So, someone somewhere is playing a yellow spell, and now all that magic has gone wild.
Right, I say. It's been building up and getting stronger until it reached a breaking point and enchanted all the sports equipment in the camp.
So how do we stop it?
We wait for a maestro who's trained in this kind of thing.
But the maestro won't be here until tomorrow. That stuff could tear Camp Sweat Lake apart before then.
Which is exactly why we should lay low. This is seriously dangerous stuff. Morgan just stares at me, her arms folding again. Or, I sigh, maybe we find the source of the magic and put a stop to it before the cacophony grows any bigger. She just keeps staring. Oh, all right. I toss up my hands. Maybe I could try to contain it. But like I said, I've never seen one before, much less...
Great.
Morgan grins.
I knew I could count on you, Ames.